Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes coming up. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day and the return of Ted versus the FCC. Our men's room blank question. One time, someone caught me blanking. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, I just moved out here from Detroit to Tacoma. You guys rock.
Well, thank you.
Good story for you. Okay. So, used to work at this grimy old muscles gym, bunch of old steroided metalheads, you know. I got a thing for big girls. I can't lie, you know. And I used to hang out with this one gal, Big Sarah. She's great.
Wait, was she actually called Big Sarah?
Please call me that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I call her. All my buddies call her. She's a great gal. You know, right. I mean, she's good attitude. You know, you can mold her in just about whatever shape you wanted her to look like. But, so I used to.
To Big Sarah, to, everybody.
What's that?
Please continue.
Best BS in the game.
That's it.
So I used to, like I said, I worked at the gym. I was closing up one night, and she gave me a call, and, yeah, first off, this gym was just, it was just disgusting. You know, chicks used to walk in and say, oh, it smells like pee in here. We got to get out of this place. You know, it's just a bunch of guys, like, rusted old equipment. You know, it was nasty. And so she comes in and we, you know, kind of crack open a beer or whatnot. We start getting at it. And
Big Sarah don't mind the stink. When Big Sarah comes to town, you can be as funky as you want to be.
This place will mask the smell.
She's bringing that moldable body over.
So I mean, this gets to that, and you know, you lay her down on your decline bench. You know, start out. You know.
All right, first we're gonna start out with 8 reps. You got Big Sarah on a decline bench.
Now the blood's rushing to your head.
Yeah. You know, start getting at it, and it turns out one of the cops that worked out there, he's making his rounds, and he noticed the lights were on real late, and he parks across the street, pulls out his binoculars, and I get. He ends up watching us the whole time getting at it.
Oh. How do you find this out? Did he tell you later?
Oh, yeah. He came in the next morning. He's one of the guys that worked out.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Hey, man, you're not going to believe what I did. Had he been with Big Sarah? Or?
No. But we all knew each other. You know what I mean? She used to come around and hang out with all of us. So,
are you? Could you like find Big Sarah on Facebook now?
Yeah. She's married, you know.
Okay. So Big Sarah doesn't do that anymore. Well, I mean, she does, but just with her husband.
You think her husband calls her Big Sarah or just Sarah?
She lost a little weight. We call her La Moyenne, the medium, you know?
Medium.
Wow. She lost a little weight.
Medium Sarah.
Big Sarah. I love that her name
God almighty.
Is Big. You know me, Big Sarah. Think about what he said, all right?
I got a new nickname for you, Sarah.
This place.
Looks like you put on 40 or 50.
This place was funky, grimy, disgusting, rusted. Oh, people said it smelled like urine. It's just dudes. It was greasy. But Big Sarah came over, and none of that mattered.
One time, someone caught me blanking, 844-999-OLA.
I told you, I knew somebody that used to, there was a group of people, we'll just stick with Sarah. But they used to blatantly call her Fat Sarah.
Oh, wow.
But then somebody else, like, Sarah was there at a party. Somebody else who didn't know what she actually looked like was like, is that Fat Sarah coming?
Oh, no.
And she was standing, like, right there, and it was like, do people call me that? Like, no.
I'm sure you're the right person to ask.
Oh, you know me. I left.
No.
I mean, there's a way.
I left. You left?
I left the room. Yeah. Oh, it was awkward as hell. And, like, I wasn't sitting next to her, so I just turned around and left.
There's a way to do it. We were in Vegas years ago. Our boy Ryan Castle getting married, right? Married's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We're at the bar. And this hooker's hitting on me. All right, well, not hitting on me, but, you know.
She's talking.
Trying to set up the deal. And but she was massive, right? So I told her straight up. I'm like, look, man, I'm not interested. I'm here for Buddy's wedding. I'm in the bar. Just want to drink. She's like, all right, that's cool. And so we start chatting. And I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, you are the biggest hooker I've ever seen in my life, right? And I mean, like, just, you got to know this. And she was like, yeah, well, it's all right, because I specialize in one thing. I was like, oh, all right, man.
Good for you.
So we start talking.
Everyone has a thing.
Well, she does, and I'm guessing she's awesome. She makes a living.
Some people can juggle.
Just doing that. But the thing, like, her John shows up at the hotel, but not at the bar, but he shows up at the casino because her phone blows up. She's like, ah, he's here. I'm like, hey, man, go do what you got to do. She's like, ah, F him. He'll wait. They'll always wait. Want to have another beer? I'm like, sure. We hung out for about three beers, and then she finally hooked him up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just, like, you're massive, dude. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, like, you are the biggest, but inevitably what she did was answer the question I had, like, how are you making money?
One time, someone caught me blanking, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, mine kind of has to do with something completely different than you guys have been hearing.
Thank God. Give us a break from people's penises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm asking too much, world.
Not really, no. So this is back in high school. I was in my second period class during wrestling season. And if you guys know anything about wrestlers, they have to cut weight.
Yep.
Well, I was chewing tobacco in class and I was spitting into a bottle of unshelled sunflower seeds that I'd already eaten. Teacher stands up in the front of the class, goes, Jesse, come up here, please. Walk all the way up to the front of the class. She takes one look at me. She goes, are you chewing tobacco? Completely denied it. Go back, sit back down.
How do you deny
you can smell it?
Wait, do you have a dip in or do you have like chaw in like the corner of your, like the side of your cheek?
Like a big old dip in my bottom left lip. Okay. It's just massive. I mean, quarter can pinch. I was trying to lose weight. I had about 2.5 pounds I had to lose by that night, by the end of school.
And you're doing it the nicotine way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, keep this in mind, parents, as your kids run a wrestling team.
I know.
All right, so you deny it, and then what happens?
About 10 minutes before class gets out, all of a sudden, two security guards and a King County sheriff come inside the classroom and pull me out of the classroom.
Wait, this is for having tobacco in your lip? It's that severe of an infraction?
At the high school I went to, it was, yeah. So they asked me to grab all my stuff and come with them. Well, I didn't have any left on me. That was the last of my can of chew. So instead of trying to spit it out or throw it away with three security guards right there, I bit the bullet and I took a big old gulp.
Now you're really going to be able to make weight. Now you'll make weight like within 10 minutes of this hitting your stomach.
Right.
Well, I make it the whole day. I hadn't vomited yet. And right before I'm about to weigh in, the security guard that pulled me out of class standing right next to me. And all of a sudden, I blow chunks all over the locker room.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. That's what I was going to say.
You're trying to make weight.
This is like 6 hours later that this happened. And I step on the scale. I had lost 4.5 pounds. So
yay.
I made my weight
all
that
right,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Wrestling, everybody.
And they don't want kids to do tobacco. We had a caller a couple minutes ago talking about Big Sarah. He had sex with Big Sarah on the decline bench at the gym. Remember, like, would you actually call her Big Sarah? He says, yeah. Comment came in. It says, I call my sister-in-law Fat Sajak.
Fat Sajak?
Like, to her face?
What do you mean? There's no way.
No.
Yeah. There's no.
Why would you do that?
Somebody brought up Jabba
the
Slut. She
must look like Fat Sajak with some extra pounds, right? Fat Sajak?
Or maybe her name's Pat.
Fat Sajak.
I think her name's Pat more than I think this woman looks like Pat Sajak.
Look at all these fabulous prizes.
She's a woman who looks like Pat Sajak.
Fat Sajak.
Right. All right, everyone. Hi, I'm Fat Sajak.
Hello, Colton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Hola.
So I need to preface this by saying high school and my bedroom was not attached to the main house. So you walk past my windows to get to the front door.
Oh,
well, me
no.
and a girlfriend at the time, we didn't think my dad was supposed to be home at all in for a few more hours. And I'm standing in the middle of the room, blinds are slightly open. She's in front of me on her knees, and I made eye contact with my dad through the window.
Now, let me ask you this. Did he walk by with eye contact, or did he stop and continue to stare in?
He stopped for a second. We made eye contact, and then he moved on. And then 5 years later, him and I are golfing one time, and he goes, "So you remember that one time? God, I wish I'd have just screamed or kicked the door open or something. See if she bit."
Thanks, Dad.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, in retrospect, thanks for not doing that.
A little bit aggressive, Dad?
Man, one thing I would say to anyone who's still living at home with your parents, whatever you think you know about your parents' schedule, you don't know.
No, you don't.
Because it's always, I didn't think they'd be home till later. Right, we know you didn't. That's why you got busted. I got busted with that. Same thing, girlfriend over. Like, mom's out of town. Dad's not going to be home until whenever the hell, man. Let's have it. What is that at the front door? Here's my father, and it's just this awkward thing where it's the same one who cut the hole in her pants. Like, "Hi, Mr. Hill." He was very, very gracious to her. He didn't say anything. He gave me this look.
What was the look?
I can't explain
it. You can be able to recreate that. What is the look of, "I know what you're up to. I'm happy for you. Curiosity.
But I'm not going to say anything
right now.
You
son of a bitch." You know, like, what was it?
It's not the whole thing. It's about what happened under his roof. So it was kind of, he's talking, says. Oh, then he just looks at me before he disappears for a while. And walks away. Okay?
That's solid.
But you pick up exactly. You understood everything in that way. I've mastered that with kids now. Like, look, I don't want to have trouble with you. So, like, across the room, right? I'm going to give you this look. And the difference is when I'm giving them the look, I know I feel it, so I'm sure my face does. But there's something in their eyes that registers.
Is it terror?
No, it's not terror. It's not that.
Are they laughing at you?
No. It's more like this. I don't know what my face looks like, but I know the message I'm sending. And the look you get back from them, and every parent saying this, I'm sure you have too, Miles, is the look that says, "I understand and I will stop." Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about what you have been doing or have done, I'm giving you this look. This is, you are now official. You have basically a red card's next.
Oh, things get busy coming up. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Bad jokes on the way. Ted versus the FCC. And we do have your emails as well on our question. One time, somebody caught me blanking. Emails coming up next to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Men's Room, a blank question. One time, someone caught me blanking. And we do have time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got me.
All right, let's just jump into birthdays. Why don't we do that? Let's see here. Guys, today is my buddy's son, Jeff, pronounced JoJo. He is turning a whopping 6 years old. Can I grow up? Thanks, guys. That from James. Maybe a little kid fish sandwich as well.
Can I grow up?
Fish sandwich.
Guys, it's my daughter Alexis's 7th birthday today. She loves your show. She would love an original fish sandwich, a little kid fish sandwich, and a can I grow up? Thanks, guys. That from Kyle.
Fish sandwich.
Hold up.
Can I grow up?
Our daughter Izzy is the big 20 today. Could you please wish her a happy birthday with a barbershop fish sandwich and a bong hit? Thank you. Love the show. That from Dirk and Leanne.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Need to get those guys back, man. Hola, Macholas. My name is Melvin. It's my birthday, and no one here listens, so I have to give myself a birthday request. I would love to hear the Dirty Germans talking about being a truck driver. That is all. Thanks, guys. That from Melvin.
Yeah, I do not let you drive the trucks, but if you change the first two letters, then you know.
Yeah, the best part about driving a truck is all those sticks you get to play with from the double clutch.
Yeah, back it up to the dumpster.
Boop, boop.
Eep, eep, eep. Here I come. Eep, eep. Eep, eep, eep. I'm getting closer.
You've got 18 wheels. We've got 4.
Well. Eep, eep, eep. Yeah, put it on the hitch. Eep, 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 eep. Stop running away.
Oh, but then we have to go down the truck ramp.
Eep, eep, eep.
I just want to wish my wife Tasha an awesome birthday. She is also a diehard fan of your show. Sadly, she has to work at a crafts event today, but thought you could sing her the birthday song and maybe have the Dirty Germans talk about her business. She does custom wood signs of all shapes and sizes. That from her husband Ken and twin sons Riley and Reagan.
Yeah, I will show you my own wood sign. It says, I am horny.
Yeah, I can tell you, just between us Germans, wood signs do come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And colors, too.
Yeah.
Guys, any chance that you can give a shout-out to my better half? We both love your show. Any chance you could do some Dirty Germans? A shout-out to Kyle, the best in all of the land.
Yeah.
All the land.
It is not a bullfrog in my pond. It's just my scrotum hanging out the front.
Yeah, he's, he's got the best in all the land. Maybe you'll come over and have a little schrumpfunkel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite dish. I make it all the time. Schrumpfunkel.
Yeah.
Also sounds like something I will do to you late at night.
In Ebony Peter's worst.
All the swab bitches. Today, my little brother Tyler pronounced Mixmaster Mullet's birthday. Can he get a little girl fish sandwich from his niece? And you guys talking all over each other about wasting money from me. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Clarence.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, well, the problem to me, I'm
a way to waste money.
Never
man.
Actually really waste money. It's just what it feels. It's always the like fact you could have done something better,
but you didn't waste it because you bought a hooker.
Right? Like I
wouldn't be better.
Spend an extra night in the hotel room with girls hooker.
Right. That would be great. That way you don't really have to pay as much.
Well, if you're going to waste the money on that room, make it worth it.
I would like to wish my wife, Erica, a happy birthday, the love of my life, and my best friend.
I told her the same thing this morning.
Can she get the Dirty Germans talking about lipstick? Thanks, guys. That from Sean.
Yeah, there are many things I can say about the lipstick. I have many different colors, but none of them will be on your mouth.
Jazz, the main thing about the lipstick is just make sure you pet the dog on the head and you won't have to see it.
Yeah, sometimes I call my penis the lipstick.
Mm-hmm. I call mine the dipstick. Check your engine.
We call it putty.
Your downstairs engine.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification.
The downstairs engine.
The downstairs engine, man.
Guys, I would love it if you would sing the birthday song to my wonderful wife, Jen. Today is her birthday, and she has requested all of you talking all over each other about Wonder Woman. Thanks, guys, and love the show. Wonder Woman.
This is a little known fact.
I found this out recently, but she wore the Wonder Bra.
And I never knew that before, man. But she owes me $20.
She's got an invisible plane.
I'll also throw in a bong toke if you can, because my wife doesn't smoke weed, but all of her coworkers think she does. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Gotta love what people think you do.
Happy Oktoberfest, bitches, Eve. I wanted to give Erin, pronounced Truffle Pig, a shout-out on her dirty and squirty 33rd birthday. She just moved, so she can she get the Dirty Germans telling her how they treat the new blondes on the block in lovely Louisiana. Thanks, guys. That from Bacon.
Yeah, once we know you are a Truffle Pig, we will show you where to find a mushroom cap.
Yeah, it's New Orleans, Louisiana. I just assume they open you and shuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I throw in a little boudin.
Oh, yeah, boudin. I can recreate it in a sausage with rice.
Boudin.
Hello, guys. Party boy Brett would love some Dirty Germans for his 34th birthday. He is going to the Crab Pot. Thanks, Ted, for the suggestion. And then having a Ninja Turtle theme party. If you want to work any of that into the Dirty Germans, that's up to you. Thanks, guys. That's from Rebecca.
Yeah, if you open my pants, they also call it the Crab Pot.
Yeah, party boy. Why don't you come over here and wear that little thong I know you have? But thank you for all the clothes you've left at my house.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dude.
What kind of clothes does party boy Brett left at your house?
Yeah, as in he hooked us all up with some stuff back in the day.
Oh.
Some stuff.
I like how that's it. No, it's cool, man.
Party boy Brett.
Party boy brain. Gave us some stuff. I'm just feeling you should stop talking.
Much more awful.
No,
than
no,
it is.
Just let it go.
God damn it.
Don't talk to the party boy Brett. Left us some stuff. You know what I'm saying? You want to come over later? Wow, what's going on? Party boy Brett left us
Everybody's
some stuff.
Just hugging each other.
That
I don't know.
Does sound very incriminating.
Bring the octopus. No, no, no.
He used to work at a sports organization.
Sure,
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Salutations, fellas. Today is our proud Army veteran brother's 35th trip around the sun. He would want nothing more than to hear an original fish sandwich and some dirty Germans talking about video games. Thanks, guys. That from Master Chief and John Marston.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I have to say, well, normally I would have much to say about video games. After the distressing news about Mario and some of the characters earlier this week, I cannot.
Yeah, video games to me are a lot like relationships. A lot of pushing buttons and screaming.
Yeah, disappointment at your failure. Can't get to the next level.
Pushing buttons and screaming?
Yeah, well, you play a game, you have to push buttons. And so when you're not good, you scream at it. For my taste, this happens in relationships.
Yeah, still level one.
You push each other's buttons and scream at each other?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it's just the German way.
It's a hell of an analogy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I am Bavarian.
Super Dudes and Wobbin, please help me celebrate my fellow Crazy Ginger's birthday. Alicia is 40-something. I'm sure she needs some turtle wax with maybe an Alan Thicke in the middle and some dirty Germans explaining the joys of being with a hippie chick. Love and cactus juice, that from Cookie, the sunburnt ginger.
Uh-oh, look out. Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important.
Yeah, Alicia sounds delicious.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best part about being with a hippie chick is you don't have to shower all the time.
Yeah, all the extra hair.
She's cool with it.
Yeah, you find it in places you won't normally.
And you both get to wear very baggy pants.
All the extra hair?
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, just like Chewbacca.
Yeah, I've never been with a hippie, have you, too?
What's that?
Never been with a hippie, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hippies love to.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Hey, guys, I would like to wish my Glazier bro, Jeff, a happy birthday. Today is his 48th trip around the big orange ball in the sky. If I could get you guys talking all over yourselves about dumb drivers on the road for him, it would be greatly appreciated. He didn't have his Metamucil today. Thanks a lot and keep up the good times. That from Mark. Oh, let's see.
You know, man, at this point, I don't know if everyone's dumb.
I can't say about dumb drivers.
Pissed off, right? Because that one person's going to screw up the whole goddamn thing for you
on the right side.
And everyone has to figure out something. This one idiot. Every freaking time.
You're in the wrong lane.
A bitch has been listening to you guys for 4 years now. Well, thank you. Today is my 52nd trip around the sun and would like to have it celebrated by Alan Thicke and Al hitting the window and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Uh-oh, look out.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
A couple extras here. What do we got? Oliver Cholas just started listening to you guys about 3 months ago on Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And just want to say I love you guys. Laugh my ass off every time. I'm in my 50s, grew up in the 70s and 80s, and relate to a lot of your points of view. Rock on, my brothers. That from Sean. Any word from Fayetteville as far as weather? I know you have some family.
Yes. The hurricane did a number on it.
Yeah.
I heard that it was one of the wettest on record with regard to water.
Just in terms of water,
just
though.
Water, yes.
Yeah. I guess parts of town are so flooded that the alligators are fleeing. So that says something.
Wait, alligators are fleeing?
They've seen them crossing the highways, I guess, to get out of that. I don't know if there's just too much debris.
Too,
yeah, I don't know.
Did Fayetteville flood? Do we know that?
Big parts
there's
of
There's alligators on the street.
I know, not like inside the middle of the city or whatever, but yeah, on the outskirts.
Okay.
It's pretty bad right now, so they're just waiting for things to leave again.
I just feel like if
in
I'm
terms
that guy,
of water.
And look, this is just me, all right? And the things I'm used to in my life, I felt like if I lived somewhere and that's a reality, I'd be like, hey, man, listening in Fayetteville, North Carolina, P.S., there's goddamn alligators.
Did you not say that the storm might be doubling back as well?
That's what their newspaper is saying, that it could recollect itself and then turn back on.
Does that happen?
Great place to be.
Yeah.
What is it, like a yo-yo now?
Subject is tailgating.
It's happened before.
The head chef.
I want to say that was part of the issue with the like other bad hurricanes or even maybe like one of those winter supers. Yeah, like they stall out or they'll go out and come back in.
Damn.
This one's, guys, if you want a real football tailgate experience, Ted, I highly suggest you come to Madison, Wisconsin. We have one of the best college tailgating atmospheres in the country. Then the next day, sunny day, you can come up a little further north to Green Bay and tailgate with the Packers. I don't know where the poll you are reading was taken, but it obviously wasn't from around here. I guarantee you Lambeau Field has the best football atmosphere in the league. That from Paul, who listens up in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I would love to go.
Yeah, Camp Randall, University of Wisconsin, is supposed to be an awesome time.
Well,
my buddy went there, and he said you would love it because the entire town just smells like brats and beer.
Great. That's and like a fantasy land.
And in Wisconsin, those are some of the most professional alcoholics in all the land. I mean, we know that,
every
right?
Year,
from all the polls
we've
read and everything else. Like, especially Madison as far as a drinking university.
I mean, look, Matt, they drink so much and have a good time there that, they're known for having a raucous student section and this and that. And then Scott Van Pelt, who you know from ESPN, who's a Maryland grad, but he loves Madison, going to games there. And even he was like, hey, Badgers, maybe like a couple less beer bombs.
Oh, right. Wow.
So, like, I think it's back in play, but yeah. And then they're famous for the jump around, the start of the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
As far as badass grandparents, old guys, I found out my grandparents were badasses when I heard how my Oma, O-M-A,
grandmother.
Oma? Got beat as a kindergartner.
Jesus Christ.
For spitting on the head of a Nazi from a balcony who had come to visit her school.
Did she go to school here?
My Opa, her husband, was a medic who did two tours in Vietnam and received a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for saving the lives of others in his camp after taking shrapnel in his own legs. His second Purple Heart was from a knife wound after being involved in hand-to-hand combat. Love the show. That from Nikki.
See, again, I feel so incomplete. Mm-hmm. All these stories about, I'm like, I have done nothing.
Is your internet working? Mine's slow. Email slow.
Where's my favorite pen?
My email's slow.
Stopping on every floor of this damn
Somebody forgot to put paper in the printer.
Let's see here. My butt story, guys, is from several years ago.
Why is someone telling us their butts? Did we ask
We
this?
Asked what happened
to your
butt.
We did a whole butt topic.
Did a whole show on it. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Guaranteed future repeat. Sure. Remember the guy who got he was the skateboarder. The guy was surfing and he went down the railing and got the big spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, right. Oh, yeah, you're right, right. Why was your butt part of the story?
Right, we did a whole butt show. You were even here. My butt story is from several years ago. It was the Apple Blossom Festival. Five of us went, three single guys and a couple. Our first night there was our Mexican theme night. Margaritas, tequila shots, food, sombreros, the whole thing. Everyone at the campsite having a good time. Well, the couple that came with us took off to their tent for their private time. Next day, me and my two buddies are cooking breakfast, and we hear screaming coming out of the couple's tent. Not good screaming either. I run over, I unzip the tent, and this horrible smell emerges.
Oh, no.
I look at her, and she's nude and covered in poop.
Ew,
it is in her hair, her arms, her breasts. This makes a hot girl not so hot anymore. There are no showers, by the way, at this campsite, so she runs into the river. I went to her and handed her our dish soap. She broke up with him. She used all the soap, and our buddy tried to remove the stuff with just river water. That was not very successful. We stayed the whole weekend and left him there. No one wanted him in their car. We called him the defecator even to this day. I hope that you're listening, Gary. Ha 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 ha.
I have one question. Do you think they use Dawn? Again, because Dawn likes to say, if you ever find a duckling covered in oil,
we got
you
back. I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So for good, let's go back in time.
Time. I am not a fan of fireflies. Those flucking suck. I hate those firefly flux.
Three times fast.
I'm not a fan of fireflies. Those flickering fireflies flucking suck. I hate those flickering fireflies flux.
One.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Folks, so close.
Highlight it next time, bro. You're breaking tradition.
We're gonna go in for the instant replay. We'll find out. Mike will be able to take care of that. If we make the right call or not. But
yeah, go to the VAR.
That's exactly right. We'll find out if that was a win or a loss. If you did not cuss, we'll put one in the win column. Mike Hawk, what is the verdict?
So, I reviewed both the audio and video tapes, because I do take a video recording of each and every one of these FCCs.
All right.
And after reviewing the tape, I can rule that there was, in fact, an infraction on the play by Miles Montgomery for stopping it too early.
Oh,
a little bit of controversy last week. Not really, just my bad, but either way. time for another Ted versus the FCC.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I didn't even tell you. I wasn't up last night.
Honest to God, and I want you to remember this. Tide Pods are dangerous, but after eating them for a year, they lose their effect.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. We were up so late last night trying to pick up English women.
Let's see. But lo and behold, we walk in today, and we get a Ted versus the FCC from a listener. And her name is Emily, and she says that she was driving to work and saw a cement truck with shoot shutter. Written on the side, and then later on in her day, she was reading about food code about shucked shellfish.
Oh, okay.
So that inspired her to come up with this Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. My name is Shelley, and I sell shucked shellfish by the seashore. I shuck the shellfish slowly, though I may be a shy shucker. I am not a shy shoot shutter. I can shut my shoot with the best of them. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
My name is Shelley, and I sell shucked shellfish by the seashore. I shuck the shellfish slowly. Though I may be a shy shucker, I am not a shy shoot shutter. I can shoot my shoot with the best of them.
Three times fast.
My name is Shelley, and I sell shucked shellfish by the seashore. I suck on shellfish slowly. Though I may be a shy shucker, I am not a shy shoot cutter. I don't know. It's a lot of S's. I can shut my shoot with the best of them.
One.
My name is Shelley. I can sell shucked shellfish by the seashore. I shuck the shellfish slowly. Though I may be a shy shucker, I am not a shy shoot shutter. I can shut my shoot with the best of them.
Two.
My name is Shelley. I sell shucked shellfish by the seashore. I can shuck shellfish slowly. Though I may be a shy shucker, I am not a shy shoot shutter. I can shut my shoot with the best of them.
Another win in 10 versus the FCC. All right, bad joke time. Just get them ready to go. 844-999-0. You can send us some bad jokes to the email at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and send them to us on Twitter as well. If you follow us at Men's Room Live, we will take a break and kick off the bad jokes next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Bad joke time, 844-999-0. You can email the bad jokes to themensroom@mensroomlive.com as well. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
Am I on?
Oh.
No.
There we go.
There he is.
What are you if you see a robbery at an Apple store?
What are you if you see a robbery in an Apple store?
An eyewitness.
844-999. All the bad jokes coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes, 844-999. Ola, and away we go with the bad jokes.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
So these three old guys are sitting around complaining about their health. First old guy says, yeah, every morning at 7 o'clock I wake up, I got to pee so bad. I sit there, stand there for half 15 minutes. Nothing happens. Second old guy says, yeah, morning at 8 o'clock, I wake up, I got to poo so bad. I'll go in there and sit down for a half an hour, 45 minutes before anything happens. Third old guy says, yeah, every morning at 7, I pee like a horse. Every morning at 8, I poo like a bear. The other two guys go, what's the problem with that? I don't wake up until 9.
Bobbing with Major Dragon Time!
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Well, yes, indeed. Today we toast 56-year-old Lori Weave of New York, but her story takes place in Fairfax, Virginia. Our very own Mike Hawk will cover this in more detail later. This is all you need to know. She was at a Social Security Administration office. We don't know why. She started yelling and screaming. Security guard comes over to escort her out. She grabs her fanny pack, which I know you're a fan of, Miles, and smashes this dude with it several times. Now, eventually, the cops manage to arrest her and put her away. The reason I'm toasting her is because one of the things in her fanny pack, in addition to a knife, was a living pigeon. That's right. The crazy lady had a pigeon in her fanny pack.
Oh.
Nobody knew this till after it was done, in case you're wondering. The pigeon is fine.
Oh, the pigeon is
and,
okay.
The pigeon is okay. Probably a little rattle. They took
the
it
pigeon
to a
pack.
It was a pigeon pack.
Pigeon pack.
Why do you have a pigeon in your fanny pack?
It's a coup.
Well, you can't find him anywhere.
No.
Oh.
Come on. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola! It's going to contest another line for profile. This will take caller 9-844-999-HOLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.